The Singing Sands, written by Josephine Tay, read by Karen Cass. Chapter 1. It was 6 o'clock of a March morning and still dark. The long train came sidling through the scattered lights of the yard, clicking gently over the points, into the glow of the signal cabin and out again, under the solitary emerald among the rubies on the signal bridge, on towards the empty grey waste of platform that waited under the arcs. The London Mail at the end of its journey. 500 miles of track lay behind it in the darkness all the way to Euston and last night. 500 miles of moonlit fields and sleeping villages, of black towns and unsleeping furnaces, rain, fog and frost, snow flurry and flood, tunnel and viaduct. Now, in the 6 o'clock bleakness of a March morning, the hills had risen round it, and it was coming, casual-seeming and quiet, to rest after its long urgency. And only one person, in all its crowded length, did not sigh with relief at the realisation. Of those who sighed, two at least sighed with a gladness that bordered on passion. One of these was a passenger, and the other was a railway employee. The passenger was Alan Grant,